Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
7.5 million people in Tanzania do have bank accounts, and we have 24.4 million mobile money wallets. So the market has awakened, and all the customers across all the operators are enjoying a little bit of financial inclusion through this digital lending initiative. An opportunity for any street vendor, bus conductor, a bicycle repair, or mama ntilie to build a score with the bank and later qualify for the loans of up to $250.
My first experience of working abroad came in 2006-2007, when I was implementing risk-based collection strategies for Barclays' portfolio of credit cards and personal loans in primarily Botswana and Kenya. Botswana is great, a lovely place you should visit, and I always had a good time there, but Kenya was always the more dynamic market. And I'll forever be in love with Nairobi's mad architecture. But I'll also always feel like I missed out a bit, because I saw the seeds of massive change and didn't appreciate what those might grow into. These were the early days before easy roaming, and so we would buy prepaid SIM cards in Kenya to use while we were there. And one thing we noticed was that a call from Nairobi to Johannesburg on a Safaricom prepaid SIM card cost 10 times less than the same call made from Johannesburg to Nairobi on a South African prepaid SIM card. That was the first time I heard of voice over internet protocols. I mean, I knew of Skype. Okay, story time with Uncle Brendan quickly. I actually created my first Skype account when I was interviewing for a job in Argentina. In those days, international calls cost a fortune, so I set up Skype in an internet cafe in Sandton to ensure I could take the call. But this was the first time I'd heard about using VoIP at scale to reduce your infrastructure costs. That wasn't M-Pesa, obviously, but M-Pesa launched just a year later, and I can't help but feel that a more astute me would have picked up on the general vibe of what was brewing in the market at the time, with the leapfrogging of old technologies. Now, as I talk about M-Pesa, I should also mention Caleb Maru. If you like Marcel van Oost, and if you're interested in the African tech scene, you should also be reading Caleb Maru's Tech Safari newsletter, techsafari.io. That's what I was doing the day before I recorded this interview, when, coincidentally, they did a deep dive on M-Pesa, the first successful mobile money use case in the world, and perhaps Africa's most significant fintech. Certainly it's up there. With 50 million customers across 8 African countries, from Kenya to Egypt to Ghana to South Africa to Tanzania, and a few in between, they could, depending on how you measure it, make a claim for the title of being Africa's biggest bank. Though Caleb and team make a great argument about why, on the contrary, not being a bank is M-Pesa's superpower. Welcome to How to Lend Money to Strangers with Brendan LaGrange.
Habari nzuri sana, Brendan. Greetings from Dar es Salaam.
Nassor Abubakar, Senior Specialist in the Innovation Lab at Tanzania's NMB Bank. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Brendan.
It's a pleasure. Nassor, a month ago, I released my episode with Charles Wandia, in which we spoke about how East African financial services have changed in the 15 years since I last worked there. But I see you in high school at the time, so to protect my ego, let's just jump ahead to talk about what the Tanzanian landscape looks like today. Who is doing the lending? Who is doing the borrowing? How do the banks, the fintechs, and the telcos stack up?
Thanks again, Brendan. So speaking of Tanzania, Tanzania is one of the markets which form the East African community, whose economy is currently growing at a very stable rate. We have a stable political atmosphere. We have many economic activities like tourism, fishing, agriculture. Speaking of the financial services and the lending space in particular, Allow me to cite from the FinScope report of 2023. This report claims that by 2023, last year, the adult population of Tanzanians is currently sitting at 34 million. Most of people in Tanzania are speaking Swahili, which it is the dominant language. Close to 40% are the only people who can speak English, and that could give a little bit of indication on what could be the financial literacy. 75% of the population own a smartphone or do manage a smartphone, and 31% have access to the internet, whereby from the report we see that 7.5 million people in Tanzania do have bank accounts. And with the presence of mobile money operators, we have 24.4 million mobile money wallets currently opened by these telcos. Talking into the lending space in particular, the banks still dominate the biggest share in terms of value, but the market has seen a new narrative of digital loans, which is mostly dominated by MNOs and fintech players through their micro-lending services, which still requires banks' collaborations by funding regulatory approval, as well as managing the provision side with the help of the fintech players who bring onto the table the scoring and big data capabilities.
In East Africa, it was really the telcos that launched fintech. And, well, the numbers there show that, I mean, almost four times as many mobile money accounts as bank accounts. And when I look at your career laid out on LinkedIn, you're almost a reflection of that. So let's look back at that career of yours. How did you start and how did you progress from being a telco expert to becoming a digital lending expert?
So my father worked his entire career with a state-owned telecommunication company known as TTCL, where most of the time, me and my siblings, we were lucky to witness the tech evolution from the telecom space, from the cradle phones, the booth phones, as well as the first prepaid cards. So we had a lot of excitement with the telecommunication technologies. But fast forward in 2015, before graduating my undergraduate studies, I received an offer from Airtel to join the company as a graduate management trainee, whereby I was exposed to multiple commercial units like marketing, sales, enterprise, customer service for markets like Tanzania, Kenya, Malawi, and India. And at some point, I looked at the airtime credit as a channel, which allowed people to buy these bundles and airtime by taking a loan from the service providers. But things get more exciting where I happened to launch successful products like mobile virtual prepaid cards, mobile banking services with all of the banks in Tanzania, as well as merchant payments. In 2021, that's when I became a fully fledged lending specialist, looking after almost $500 million portfolio of micro lending services with M-Pesa ecosystem. This was a self-taught journey, but I have to admit it was through learning from other like-minded individuals who inspired me with exciting stuff going on into the Tanzanian fintech space, like Firas Ahmad of Azam Pay, Ruben Matosi of Tembo, Chrysantas Mumburi, and Rashid Tulisindo from M-Pesa Tanzania.
Yeah, in the Western markets, when you look on LinkedIn, you might see people who put ex-Google, ex-Facebook, ex-Revolut as their headline. But in East African fintech, it is M-Pesa. That's the name that really started it all. And you spent 2 years there. For those who are less familiar, though, maybe outside the region, what is M-Pesa and what did it do for digital lending in Tanzania?
So M-Pesa started its journey in 2008, which by then they only facilitated money deposits and withdrawal through mobile money agents. But it later evolved to allow airtime and some few bill payments like electricity and water payments. Many improvements have been done over time, and M-Pesa is now considered as a separate financial institution and now under regulatory supervision of the central bank, together with other banks and other microfinance institutions. And yes, M-Pesa champions the fintech agenda, but on the digital lending, it has already set the bar for the rest of telcos to follow, from last mile consumers, mobile money agents, cash loans like term loans, overdraft loans, device financing, fuel loans, agri loans, school fees loans. to SMEs who accept digital payments via M-Pesa. And from the last year's performance report, M-Pesa publicly claimed 440 million worth of loans, with revenues before tax being more than $30 million, which contributes close to 20% of the entire M-Pesa revenue.
Yeah, I mean, it is just massive since its launch, and use the mobile phone technology to jump ahead and really close the gap on a lot of financial services. So it's a big story that anybody who's unfamiliar with it really should investigate.
Yeah, just to add on that, other telcos are also following. So good thing is being done by his neighbors from Airtel as well. They have their overdraft as well as their saving and lending products together with what Tigo Pesa is doing. So the market has awakened when it comes to digital lending services, and all the customers across all the operators are enjoying a little bit of financial inclusion through these digital lending initiatives.
Yeah, and we're seeing the speed at which you can roll out products. We see that momentum carrying on. You say lots and lots of innovation, which probably brings us to your current role, because just a couple of months ago, you joined NMB as a senior specialist in their innovation lab. So I guess, firstly, who is NMB and what does that innovation lab look like? What's it doing within the bank?
Yes, I left my role with M-Pesa a couple of months ago, where I've recently joined NMB, the leading bank in Tanzania, within the Innovation and Development Department, a team which acts as a bridge to ensure that the business requirements are supported with effective and efficient technical delivery.
Yeah, Nasser, you hit the ground running there with the launch of NMB Pesa at an event in Dar es Salaam, which I believe hosted 10,000 spectators. So that's really exciting. As I understand it, NMB Pesa blends mobile banking with roaming bank agents to create a best of both worlds sort of scenario. But tell me more about this product and what it brings to the market.
This is quite exciting right now. For a while back, many Tanzanians, especially those living in the lower part of the pyramid, have been shying away from opening and using bank accounts because of many reasons like affordability, as well as reachability and convenience of getting those accounts. For many years, they lacked some value-added services like microloans, as well as some micro-saving products. So with this NMB Pesa account, you're not required to visit a physical bank branch. You can open the account by reaching out to a sales agent. We call them direct sales support, with any government-issued ID from NIDA, voter's ID, passport, and 1,000 shilling, which is equivalent to $0.2, whereby from there you can get your account in 5 minutes. What's so special about this account is the absence of monthly maintenance fees, but also an opportunity for any street vendor, bus conductor, a bicycle repair, or mamantilie to build a score with the bank and later qualify for unsecured digital loans of up to $250, which is close to 500,000 shillings in Tanzania. The event was done a couple of weeks ago in Dar es Salaam, whereby it managed to raise awareness on the account and the benefits it provided, whereby from that we see a lot of people now visiting our physical offices or asking for the sales agents for them to open those accounts.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So you really are connecting those two worlds, because what can sometimes happen if there's innovation in the access to credit space is you can bring people in, but then there's no way for them to move from the fintech world to the traditional world where they might be able to access bigger loans as their needs grow. Whereas now you are providing that link, that there's this easy access like you're familiar with from your phone, no need to go to a bank branch, no fees for small balance accounts, so you're not losing all your money just to bank fees.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
But at the same time, you're building that relationship with a bank that obviously then has a huge ceiling of what's possible in the future when it comes to credit. And yeah, I mean, you've spoken there a little bit about loans already. This is obviously a lending show, so let's deep dive that part of it a bit. How does digital lending get rolled into that NMB PESA process?
First of all, after opening that account for a new customer, they have to build a score by actually depositing as well as using that account to pay for various services like bill payments or making transfers, P2P transfers or mobile banking transfers, as well as digital payments for any street vendor or maybe any restaurant. And from that, NMB PESA, we have our own internal scoring as well as loan management platform, whereby we categorize based on the usage of a customer. We make eligible random customers based on their eligibility to qualify for a certain amount as loans, which they are all unsecured. You don't need to put a collateral. But in lending money to strangers, the other fintech players, like what I've mentioned, they have a big responsibility to design the products which fits the market needs. Is it a device loan, is it like a cash loan or an overdraft loan or a fuel loan, and make it in a way that the customer can get that product in a convenient way and understand how it works. But also we have to work hand in hand to create and maintain an infrastructure for the users to conveniently take the loans and make repayments, as I've mentioned. But also the telcos play a big part in communication and advertisement of those products to ensure that uptake and penetration of those products reach out to the intended customers. They also support in query handling on how to use or how to get that product, as well as cross-selling to upselling of different lending services. But to ensure the sustainability of the lending business and make every partner happy, the telcos usually involve a reputable scoring partner, which have integrity and proven competency in designing algorithms, which can accommodate as many customers while filtering riskier customers, as well as employing different business models to ensure defaults are maintained within the rates, which won't impact the business. Not only that, but also telcos allows various initiatives to ensure repayments of the loans, like deploying a collection desk and configure auto debit on customers' wallets. To avoid over-indebting users, the telcos stay conservative by allowing new users minimum limit and periodically graduate users to higher limits based on their usage behavior of that particular product. But they do also integrate with the credit bureaus as well as third-party providers to enhance users' scores with data beyond what's available on the bank or telco's ecosystem.
Now, so I guess one of the knee-jerk explanations for the historic lack of credit inclusion would have been that these loans are too risky to make, that are too risky for banks to serve. But you've been making those, you've seen the numbers. I mean, you put in place all these checks. It's not a world where you're just lending to a stranger. You are able to score these customers, use data in interesting ways. And I know it's relatively new, but what is the reality on the ground? What are the NPL numbers like?
Tanzania is a very risky market to lend through because financial literacy is quite low. Many of the people who have access to these loans, they consider it as a quick and easy money for them to take and run away from. They do not understand the implications of them not repaying their loans on time or actually defaulting, which might impact their score and blacklist themselves from any other loan, from any loan provider, be it microlending to traditional loans. Just to look into the numbers, I would say currently from generally for the digital loans, the NPL levels sits from 3% to 8%. The customers are different from one telco to another. I would say M-Pesa's NPL is as low as 3.3% to maximum of 4.5%. But I will tell you, in some of the telcos, their NPL levels are close to 6 to 8%.
Yeah, which, I mean, is pretty low, but also shows the value in having a good system in place, because there's a big difference between 3 and a bit and 8 and a bit percent. This does reveal that that market inherently doesn't need to be risky, provided you've thought through how do you contact, how do you collect, how do you score a customer, how do you select the right sort of customers. Now, Nasser, if people are listening and would like to watch the story progress or follow you to see what you're doing, what are some good places for them to go online to follow that journey, to participate in the conversation?
So for the listeners of this podcast, I would like to ask them to go read the FinScope report of 2023 by visiting the website of the institution, which is fsbt.or.tz. They can also connect with me on LinkedIn as Nasser Abubakar, where I regularly contribute about fintech, not only in Tanzania, but to other emerging markets in Africa and Middle East.
Yeah, and I can attest to you being very friendly on there and also very valuable in terms of the insights you share. I'll put links to all of those, as well as the other sites we've mentioned along the way, in the show notes for anybody who wants to have the easy route to them. But finally, before I let you go, you are working in the innovation lab, as we said, at NMB. When I hear those words, I'm picturing people in lab coats with crazy hair doing all sorts of crazy experiments. But what are you cooking? What is next on the horizon for us to get excited about?
So for NMB, a lot of exciting things are coming. Expect super app from NMB, the first super app from any bank in Tanzania. I would say AI adoption in offering seamless financial services, sandbox integrations to allow startups and fintech players to test our APIs, as well as get them onboarded in our payment ecosystem, so that we could collectively drive financial inclusions to the underserved segments. So follow our social media pages as NMB Bank on Facebook, Instagram, X, and LinkedIn for more updates.
So that's awesome. I think that, you know, we're talking about things like AI, super apps, and access to credit in emerging markets. We're talking about leapfrogging technologies, mobile money. It's great to see these in play in different situations. So thank you for your time today. Thank you for those. I'm definitely going to be following the story. And yeah, best of luck as you keep producing new lending innovations there in Tanzania.
Thanks, Brendan. Thanks for all the listeners. All the best.
And thank you all for listening. Please do look for and follow the show on your favorite podcast platform and share the updates widely on LinkedIn, where lending nerds are found in our largest concentration. Plus, send me a connection request while you're there. This show is written and recorded by myself, Brendan LaGrange, in Brighton, England. Show music is by I Am Wake, and you can find show notes and written transcripts at www.howtolendmoneytostrangers.show or just www.htlmts.show, and I'll see you again next Thursday.
We're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.